Inspire key life is great, you know.
Serious thing. We are here again, Ballhead and the Dread Podcast, with your host Junior, aka the Ballhead, and Artarchi, aka the Dread. Have to remind the people, what do I have to remind the people of, Farai? I know you have a new album coming out, right? So I'm patiently waiting for that, and I know the people waiting for that, right? Also, if you didn't check out Powerful Reasons with Dr. Umar Johnson, make sure you check it out. I actually put the link in the description. Some people liked it. Some people were offended by it. It is what it is, right? So you definitely want to check that out. Also, our short film there, the story of Jamaica's most famous shirt, the Mesh Marina. I got to put on one. I gave my Mesh Marina. this is funny. I got to wear a Mesh Marina for an episode. But make sure you check out the short film, Mesh Marina. That's pretty much it. We give thanks for all the support. Farai, what we're reasoning about today?
Well, today we are reasoning about the whole concept of artificial intelligence and how artificial intelligence take over even certain jobs now in the short term and in the future, and the impact we have on the society as a whole, you know?
No, serious thing, Farai. And I just wanted to start off by saying this, right? AI done took over. All right, AI done took over the police already, right? And I'm going to tell you why. All right. I remember, I don't know if it's a communication cloud. I'll never forget this. It's so bugged out to me. They were showing, I believe it's the 60s. They were creating a lot of these propaganda films in regards to structure in society, how you should conduct yourself, right? Like, you know, roles of the sexes, the woman should appear. They had a lot of videos bugged out, right? They were really just, not even a movie, just a straight up instructional video, how you're supposed to conduct yourself. So I remember one video, right? They were talking about the grill. Like, you had a grill, and they say it was a status symbol because the fact that you can grill and it takes so long shows that you have wealth and you have time. But after the video, they were seeing how technology will reduce the amount of time people work. So in the future, the work day would be lower and you would have more time for leisure. But in reality, it's never worked like that. Technology has increased dramatically, but work has also increased, right? Now, I bring all that to say is that we are terrible of analyzing what goes on in the time and space in which we reside. And I think that's why people are such in awe of people who can analyze societies in that time. A lot of these books are written after the case, because I believe that in order for the average person, you need a distance in physical space and physical time to analyze something properly. Look at relationships, right? You got a relationship, you're in it, but after you distance yourself from it, you can say, hey, man, maybe I did something wrong, or it wasn't that bad, or the person was real cool. But you need that distance in space, and you need that distance in time. Because we are here every day, I keep seeing these articles about what's going to take place, Farai. That's the thing already taking place. When people think about AI, they think about the actual robot. The robot is coming, right? But that's the heights of the thing. But in regards to artificial intelligence, our interaction with artificial intelligence, and artificial intelligence doing stuff for us, Farai is already here. What's the thing? I don't have an iPhone, but they have a thing on an iPhone called Siri or something. Farai, what's that? Right? There's so many different things. How many companies do you call where you talk? You can go through the whole process. You can get a refund without talking to a human being. You can order stuff without talking to a human being. You can order all these services. You can do all these things without human interaction. Human interaction and basic social life is already down because teenagers, any parent could attest to this, they don't talk to each other. They communicate through a device. They can't even talk proper English because they're constantly texting in these short term, like they use hieroglyphics. Somebody they use hieroglyphics now to communicate. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? So the AI, I just wanted to throw that out there in regards to the AI thing is already there. They sold us this thing of automation is going to make our life easier. All right, the supermarket I go to, right? All right, they have about 15, because I counted, it's 15 aisles that's there for a human being. At any time now, there's no more than two people in the aisles. Yes, we factor in people not working, right? But in regards to, like, everyone uses self-checkout. I think a lot of people use self-checkout for stealing purposes too, but that's a different conversation. Because stealing that to check out, the self-checkout is out of hand, yeah, for real. But yeah, in regards to all those things, you know, I think it's here already. I think we're lying to ourselves. I think people are in denial. You know, jobs have already been lost. People use AIs because the whole social media thing is AI, algorithm driven. I don't think, maybe that's the case. I don't think people equate the algorithm that's used in all these, technologies be used as a form of AI. So maybe that's the issue for AI. I don't know what you have to say about that one.
Yeah, just the concept of artificial intelligence to most people is like this fanatical type of thing, as they say, very fanatical, especially the way how people use the internet, right? So, all right, a very simple way how most people now understand the AI impact them life, right? Everybody use social media. Everybody use even if when you use social media like Facebook or all of these different companies, yeah, use YouTube for watch videos and all of these things. You in a year, YouTube, you think say, it's just a general internet that appear to you. But you know, overstand say every single thing we use upon YouTube is a customizable. It's a customizable thing towards where the algorithm place where you like to see. And it patterns them where it's you do. So it overstand the patterns them where you do, the videos them where you look up, and it give you similarities in the range. So, and the way it do, the thing with artificial intelligence is that it program for each time you go in and type a search term or type something where you want to watch. Artificial intelligence learn from that and realize, all right, this is the scope of it. So say example, say you listen to reggae music 24/7. And it realize you start listening to hip-hop, wait, I don't know, the type of hip-hop music where you listen, it had generated them type of hip-hop to customize that plus on top of the reggae. So at any given time, when you sign in, you supposed to spend more hours writing so too. Because what we do is keep your gear in a locked in because we know so we get things we like. So there's always a suggestion, there's always a recommendation. And you know, overstand say AI impact in your life. And next thing where most people don't understand is that the social media all of the social media companies them what we use it, they're not just communication and tools. So Facebook is a technology company. It's not primarily a social media network just to communicate. It's a technology company, so it keep on investing in this technology, and that's the reason why you see them have the other portion where Mark Zuckerberg are investing in where them tell about the metaverse. Because the metaverse is supposed to be the futuristic portion of what the current AI program and center technology is. So enough people don't really realize it over, it impact them life, them way there. If a simple thing, even is, if you think about even Google search, because enough people never understand say that is artificial intelligence at its best. Because before, even we get in the futuristic challenge where Google search a face right now with the new company we're coming in for come, take over everything now. It to a certain internet. Google search is a whole thing. Come on, SEM, where them say search engine marketing and search engine optimization based off of terms we do. A lot of companies been a buy off by the terms them, the keywords them, and I ensure so them can control your life and make sure that so this information fall to you based on these search terms and a whole heap of different code take place and whole heap of different things fired in the back end, especially if you do a search the internet on a cookie-based term, them overstand your pattern from recent transaction, your recent search history, and all of these things. So AI impact your life in the most basic way where we use the internet. Let me just try to show the idea themselves, confirm what I said. But most people now overstand how simplistic artificial intelligence is when it comes to impacting your life. But now we think about the advancement of artificial intelligence. That's when most people now start get scared and start get creeped out. But then they realize it on the forefront, it ain't your life already from get-go.
And Farah, I want to touch on two things you mentioned, right? One is Spotify. I use Spotify. Man, listen to music 24/7. And Spotify has cracked my brain. It is what it is, right? When I listen to music, I'm a man love horn sections, soul music, jazz music, Afro. Not Afrobeat, it's like an acid, I don't know the proper term for it. They call it like acid, Afro, something. Hip-hop, reggae. Do you know, Farai, when these people put new music in my thing, you know they have a horn section? or they had that groove and they had that melody. Even hip, I'm talking hip-hop Farai. Hip-hop. So the people, yo, they terrible. They really know what they're doing. Next thing I want to bring up, which you're going to elaborate more on, is the job situation, right? Because even myself, I'm mad to go look at myself to see what new skills I need to learn. No, this reality fire goes through somebody right here. I got to go look at myself to see what new skills I can learn fire. So make sure I can earn the income, yo, because AI thing dangerous. But no, seriously, right? Many jobs, many people profess. I've been saying this for a while, and it was funny. I saw it in an article. It was in New York Post. New York Post is what it is, right? But there was another article in Fortune magazine. And they both mentioned occupations that would be lost, right? So they mentioned like journalism, basic coding, graphics, certain music, certain occupations within music, audio engineering, those type of things could be lost to AI, right? I always had a vision of education from not necessarily younger kids, but definitely high school and on a collegiate level would be taken over by AI. And funny enough, there was an NYU professor, I forgot his name, but he was mentioning that at this moment, AIs can teach classes. They can teach classes efficiently more than other professors. Well, Farai is going to talk about in a little bit the chat GPT that's banned in NYC schools. But yeah, I just think it's a realistic approach. I don't think it's to be weirded out or scared, but I think from a strategic perspective to see, hey, you know what? People are using, our companies are going to use computers or AI for your job, right? And from a capitalistic standpoint, it is what it is. AIs don't talk back. AIs are always on time. AIs don't take off from work. AIs don't get sick. AIs don't need healthcare. AIs, and the thing too, which is disturbing, is that their ability to learn and continue to learn. And I don't think the average human can learn at the pace of an AI based on our social life and based on other setbacks that we have. So is this an unfair competition, you know? But one more thing I want to add, Farai, before you get on the chat, GPT, is that I think the staying at home thing, and I know it benefited some people, but I think it really backfired, especially from company perspective, because now they really see that the work that is being done could not only be done by an AI, but don't nobody have to be in the office, Farai. Because I was reading articles of people getting rid of their office spaces, like major companies. So first is the office space, and then it's the work. then it's the work. It is what it is, because the work that you're doing is not unique. And the AI, I guess, can be, a program to do your job. And that's where the future is headed. But I said, what I'm doing, I don't know what the next man is doing or what you're doing. I'm telling you what I'm doing. I'm analyzing this thing and seeing what skills and services I can provide that an AI approves. So as a thing, continue to, because little simple jobs that you think about, I'll go back to the supermarket. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm pretty sure you couldn't provide for your family, but you're able to get something. 15 lanes, is that 15 human beings, two human beings, self-checkout with security guard. So you got rid of 13 jobs, and just added, so you really got rid of 12 jobs and you just got the security guard to monitor the people stealing at the self-checkout. You know, but Farai, break down this chat GPT for the people.
Yeah, all right. We mentioned Google search. So we'll start from the Google search basis. So Google search, you want the information. What Google search basically do, you type the information, it give you a whole different list or pages, as they would call it, pages of results based on the search where you search. So now what ChatGPT is a similar thing, but what it is, it's a chatbot. So it's a chatbot where it process language. It's a language programming. So there's language models where them use for dialogue and them use for conversation. Where it optimize them type of language model. We give you the best type of results where you can do, and it use artificial intelligence for do that. So What takes place is that the artificial intelligence know say anything we want, results based or results oriented. It gear that based off a list, different list of things. So, like, for example, even artificial intelligence can even create songs now, you know. So it can create songs based off, say, all right, Sean Paul, say example, Sean Paul, Shaggy, Attach, anybody at all, any artist, you have a catalog of songs. It take the catalog of songs then where you have, and it group that together, and it devise a particular model. And the particular model is based off of your voice, based off of your tone, based off of different characteristics of the different individual. And where you go, if you ask, now, so write a song in a that person style, or that person tone, it use all of the learnings them where it get from that individual, and then it customize all of that now, give you something along the same lines. So you want information even about different codes and all of these things. My first interaction with it was I try a different SQL based queries, change out different things within the code itself. Interest all of the, like, for example, when you have the code in one basic thing of certain code is like, yeah, parentheses or brackets and are particular commas in a certain areas. And if you don't have that, then you have a thing where you get them syntax errors. And these syntax errors tell you, say, the code is not complete because it don't follow the format of what the language is. The ChatGPT, you know, as a chatbot, we think about robots, but we're not think about, as they say, it's not just the physical robots. So this is like the computerized version of that robot. So that, but it based on a chat type of stance, and it based on a language base. So the language base model, so them call it a chatbot. So it's like a chat robot. So the robot will understand what language is and processes all of that. Based on the terms where you give it, and based on the information where it can get up on the whole worldwide web itself and give you the most customizable results. And if you're not happy with that result, it reformat it and give you different results just so you can come to the idea, say, all right, this, I am very happy with what me get. So that's just a simplified way or we can do it without trying to complex, make the thing so complex. It's a chatbot, and it all based on a company called OpenAI. So OpenAI have a couple different leaders to the company, right? But there's one founder where you would have more than likely be familiar with, one of the world's biggest billionaire, which is Elon Musk. Elon Musk is one of the founders then for OpenAI, which can disassociate himself from the company because Tesla itself as a company have a lot of different artificial intelligence where they are dealing, and they never really want a conflict of interest. But there's still correlations between theme company itself and the influence they have over it. So this is like a revolutionary technology where we can give information based on searches where you are doing. And the most creepiest part about ChatGPT though is that ChatGPT is still in a research phase. So you see all of these things that ChatGPT are giving, are it free now, and it are giving, and you see so much youth, them are see the youth, them are cheating out of school with it because it are giving so much accuracy. The funny thing is that, you know, artificial intelligence, that thing we're ever learning. So the more information where you pump to it, where you want to know, it go back and check all of that and rewire all of that and say, okay, they must spit out an answer here. The answer must be 100% right, you know. But if the computer can understand, say, the answer where we give was 70%, and then work on it again, based off of that, the fact that you are asked this question and them say other people in a different area ask the same question, then prioritize these things, and then the model, the customized language model itself, start work on these things. So the next time you go in it, if you get any similar answer, it give you all of these things. So it's like a scary type of thing now where it can write different papers to people. It can give people all different type of answer what them want. It can even create It have a open AI have a next technology where them call DALL-E, was similar to ChatGPT, but only thing it's not a language based model. It's more of an image based model. So based off of sounds or any type of different depiction where it gets, it can create realistic images where it look like human beings based off of the sound itself too.
All right. That was the thing that everybody was doing for like a week. They were doing this AI image thing.
Yeah, but on a DALL, them never had the DALL E1, but it's, I think, like you see it on social media when they do something similar. Yeah, so it's something similar. Them with them companies that did that test out and it based off of what OpenAI did create to. So you see how creepy artificial intelligence kind of get along the lines, it, you know?
No, it is what it is. And one last thing I want to touch on before we cut is that's the next issue. You see, as technology grows and the kids are cheating more, far right? They don't know how to do nothing. You know? I know people always been cheating at school, but the thing is out of hand. Like these kids just, I think with the Zoom and all that, they just cheat, and they can't do nothing. You know? They can't do nothing because they're not developing any skills, right? And thinking critical. Farai, I was reading one article, right? Actually, the day I was reading it, you remember I told you the article was there in the Fortune magazine? They have the articles on the side. The article was mentioning, like, I guess, top skills companies are looking for. Because it was just saying many companies are crying, basically, because the workers don't have these basic skills. Farai, you know what the number one skill was? Critical thinking, yeah. Critical thinking. The number one skill companies want people to have, and they're not seeing amongst their employees or new employees or prospective employees, is basic critical thinking. I don't think that's a good sign for society. I don't know what the study group was. I don't know if it was a regional thing, it was a national thing. I can't speak on that. But the fact that whoever they interviewed, I'm pretty sure they interviewed numerous people. The fact that they said critical thinking, far is missing, absent, non-existent, not there. You get what I'm saying? So, and I think it's going to be even more absent as people utilize these AI to do their work. Because yes, last thing, this dude we interviewed, Rod Knox, the architect, he was saying how the education thing a joke because people were just paying for degrees. How that work with all your doctors and if your doctor using AI to pass tests and all these things? Oh, Lord. No, it's a serious thing. People that really need to know their craft for the thing to be on the ice, but everybody using certain things. Not a good look. You know? Not a good look. Farai, we give thanks for the reason. We give thanks for the breakdown on the chat. GPT. No reason to get scary. Oh, go ahead, Farai.
No, I mean, until like I said, enough time, even some of them breakdown are still a really water. We have not tried water done so most people can't understand it, because if we even start about deeper into even or the man them have certain API connector, where if them connect that towards these type of chatbots and these type of different tools, it get even more scarier because it can predict what you think in a real time. And predicting where human beings are thinking in real time is like something creepy if you think about it, you know. What everybody use the internet and them not understand basic things. So I think the main thing with human beings, because we have talked about AI taking over certain jobs and them thing there, but that kind of a far stretch because the average person use the internet in a way where they not even understand the basics of the internet. So the fact that most people not even understand what a cookie is. Even though cookies are going to go out of place due to the whole GDPR thing that take place in a Europe, law pass and all of these things. But the fact that most people don't understand what even a cookie is, it kind of worrisome in a sense that you use the internet and you don't understand what drive the whole essence of you using the internet, much less understand artificial intelligence to the core, right? Knowing that it already control your life and the fact that it gets so tighter, you need to understand the basic principles of what the internet do. Like, why the internet start giving me results before me, I think about before me, or what I just thought about before me even type it in. Oh, it didn't know so me I do these things. So you see, people always say that every day. Oh, them didn't know that. But I feel like say, the average human being need to understand why it take place and understand if an advertiser ID on your phone. For your phone and all of these things, where it give customizable advertisements, and then it kind of build up the brand awareness to them companies where advertise to you before them can sell to you in the future, and you think you naturally buy something where you don't understand. So there's nothing really natural about the internet anymore, where you just buy things in your subconscious. Them affect you from the brand side, and then them bring it down, but lower down the funnel for big. Now I'm customizable in a sense where you buy them product based on the acquisition stance where them target you upon. So them basic type of principle there, I feel like the people need to understand. Because the average person, your AI and them just start going crazy until they say, oh, they might come mash up the future and all of these things, but it control their life already for you. So I think you need to understand the basics, what a cookie does, how it track you across the internet, how it follow your pattern. And when you understand these basic things, then you can kind of see where the world are going. And if you think things scary after that, then it's justifiable. But when I think you're supposed to just go in a frenzy and say, oh, the internet, the world are reach away, and all the last end of days and all of these things, so you never understand the basis of the same computer where you use on a daily basis too. And before it even take over jobs, you need to understand where it do, how artificial intelligence work on the basic level.
I gotta call you Professor Farai after that breath. That's where Professor Farai after that breakdown. No, we give things say the truth. Do remember Farai Artarchi. Dick Dredd has a brand new album coming out, also EP. Is there Disrupting the Status Quo in the description. Make sure you check us out, ineverknewtv.com. Enough reason is there. Don't want to miss. Give thanks for all the support from those times till now. Look how them kill the Donkey Marty. Just because them offer right the land and freedom on me. But just the moon but get killed. Even though we never did, I do no wrong still. Escaping by the night. I've got to leave this side.